You are listening to WMUC 90.5 FM College Park, where college radio is good radio.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taws Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
You are listening to Windows Down here on WMUC 90.5 FM, College Park, where college radio is good radio. I am your host, Brandon Appleton, your regularly scheduled host today. Ella Campbell is not here. They called out sick. Hope they're going to feel better soon. I am usually the host of the Piggy Bank here on the same radio frequency that you are listening into right now. I am the host of the Piggy Bank, Tuesdays 10 a.m. to noon here on WMUC 90.5 FM College Park. I focus on metal music and just playing the tunes, enjoying them, and kind of have like an understanding of like what like created these songs, understand the artists, understand this music, understanding as much as we can about it. Because music is always different influences and different things kind of relating to us understanding what is happening around us. And I enjoy it. It's a good time, personally, at least for me. And hopefully it is for you too, for whoever is tuning in for this program on this lovely Tuesday or Monday morning, or yeah, it's evening now. I'm so used to saying Tuesday morning and then I slip up every time. But that's me. We got some great music out of the gate here. We're going to open up here with some Black Sabbath with Supernaut and Snowblind off of their album Black Sabbath Volume 4. Really enjoy both of them. I usually don't have a lot to say about the first couple songs. Just enjoy. Get the mood going.
We'll be right back.
And you were just listening there to Snowblind by Black Sabbath off of their album, Black Sabbath Volume 4. For that, some Supernaut from the same album. Coming up next, we're getting into some Judas Priest with Electric Eye and Riding on the Wind off their album, Screaming for Vengeance. I wanted to focus in on Electric Eye because it's actually an allusion to the book 1984 by George Orwell. It's in the use of the name of the pseudo omniscient, we'll say, if I'm saying it right, camera that watches over the communities at all times within that universe. I don't know. I just found that cool. You know, I've read the book a lot. I had to read it for a high school report, and I loved it. It's a great book, though. Maybe save your mental health for it, maybe. Like, be in a good mood when you read it. Let's just say that. Anyway, here's Judas Priest.
Thank you.
And that is Judas Priest with Riding on the Wind and Electric Eye off of their album, Screaming for Vengeance. Coming up next, I get to talk about one of my favorite songs of all time, Metallica with Creeping Death and The Call of Cthulhu. I get to talk about Creeping Death because there is a great story behind this. Oh, yes. All right. So, it's 1984. It is Easter 1984. Cliff Burton, James Hetfield, and Lars Ulrich are watching the Ten Commandments on Cliff Burton's DVR at his house, which in 1984, if you have a DVR, it's kind of impressive. So, but anyway, they just wrapped up watching it and they loved it. It is a 4-hour movie, keep in mind, like 3.5, 4-hour movie. It's really good. All right. I am not even that religious and I love it. Anyway, they love it so much, they decide they're going to write a song based on the plagues of Egypt called Creeping Death. If you listen to the lyrics, especially in the chorus, let it be written, so let it be done. Who am I, the chosen one? So let it be written, so let it be done. To kill the firstborn Pharaoh's son, I'm creeping death. It's written from the perspective of the angel of death. It is a great song. Is it a very common song to choose for Metallica in terms of favorites? Yes, but hear me out. The story is great, and there's one other like it I hope to cover while I still do shows here at WMUC. Enjoy. Here's Metallica. And that was Metallica with the Call of Cthulhu. Before that, Creeping Death off of their album, Ride the Lightning. That ending of that album, man. Oh, it's so good. All right, back on track. Iron Maiden coming up next. Aces High and 2 Minutes to Midnight off of their album Power Slave. Aces High is written from the viewpoint of a British RAF pilot, actually, during the Battle of Britain in 1940, which was the first military engagement to be fought entirely with aircraft during, I believe. Which is kind of interesting. And then 2 Minutes to Midnight, kind of like a anti-nuclear war. Like, it's a protest song about nuclear war and nuclear's arm race. 2 Minutes to Midnight, alluding to the Doomsday Clock, which is done by the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. It's a good way to do this. So, yeah. Anyway, here's Iron Maiden. and that is Iron Maiden with 2 Minutes to Midnight and Aces High off of their album, Power Slave. We're getting close. This last song is going to be basically 7 minutes. So just to do some housekeeping, again, you've been listening to Windows Down here on WMEC 90.5 FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. I've been your temp host today, Brandon Appleton. Again, Ellen Campbell is sick today. They'll be back next week, though, hopefully. And hope they feel better if they are tuning in for this show. I'm usually the host of the Piggy Bank, Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to noon here on WMEC 90.5 FM, College Park. I focus on metal music and the history of metal music. Talk about the artists, the songs, the albums, producers, anything really that I find interesting. And just, you know, enjoy some time talking about it and listening to it. Our final song is coming up here. As I said, it's about 7 minutes. But just so you are aware of our upcoming programming, at 8 p.m., Final Girl, hosted by Claire Kilborn, is coming up next here on the WMEC 90.5 FM. And then at 9 o'clock, Foreign Invasion, hosted by me this week. Hi. Yeah, I'll be back in 2 hours. Or actually, not even 2 hours. Closer to one now. Long story short, Jurista is also out this week. Jurista's out this week. So I cover for that as well. Hi, I'll be back. And then at 10 o'clock, Take Your Time, hosted by Pauly, will be on. And then that'll be the end of our broadcast day. We will return tomorrow at 9 a.m. with Plastinky, hosted by George. And then I'll be back at 10 a.m. tomorrow, too. So I'm around a lot for the next 12 to 24 hours. Come on in, listen to some of my shows. I got more metal music on tap at the 9 o'clock hour and then at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. Again, coming up here, as I said, final song. What is there to talk about? I mean, that's pretty much your programming for the upcoming week. Final song is Slayer with Crypts of Eternity off their album Hell Awaits. This song is just about a sorcerer summoning a demon from the underworld. That's it. Nothing crazy. I mean, it's tame by Slayer standards. We'll say that. There was another song I was going to use tonight. I can't use it all. I can't. It's not happening. Not in a million years. Yeah, that is it. Unfortunately, I had to cut off a song here, too. We were going to play some Candlemass, but I don't think I have the time for it. It was like another 6 or 7 minute song. I made a bunch of kids happy with that. made the youngins happy. I was going to play a Candlemass. There was a song. There's no time for it. It is what it is. That's just how this plays out. Anyway, final song, Crypts of Eternity by Slayer, off their album Hell Awaits. I appreciate everybody tuning in this week. Stick around for the next 2 shows. I'll be back in an hour. And also check out my normal show. That's at 10 a.m. Tomorrow. Yeah, take care, everybody.
Luring victims to the death, perish to the sand.